We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness. Kiefer Madness.
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great build-up and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay. So screw you, Kief.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
We don't need you. Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Kief is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Well, there's no laws in the clause.
Ain't no excuse. Pick up that deuce.
I had sex.
I like Inge a lot. If you could get Inge, I like him a lot.
They need a guy in a bullpen.
I mean, if you could get Inge, I tell you, I would be interested in Inge.
Here we go, Dale. It's like Friday at noon 30.
Nordway humble brag?
A little bit.
Okay, well.
I had such,
you know.
Well, hey.
Good for you, Glenn.
Sometimes you just want to shout it from a mountaintop. And if you don't have a mountaintop,
Glenn.
Just shout it into a microphone. Okay. And that's why you can hear more from Glenn coming up at 2.
I had such.
Good for you. Again, sir. Dale, it's time for Week in Review, and what a week it was.
Yes.
We raised over $3.5 million, or helped raise over $3.5 million during the 18th annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. So we start with some of the moments from that, including a woman who was on our show, Lilla Woodhouse.
Oh, we loved Lilla.
We loved Lilla. Lilla loved you.
Lilla came in. She was forced to be in a wheelchair.
Yes.
And she was on oxygen.
Yes.
But we were able to get the headset mic on her, and she was a delight.
Very excited.
This is my bucket list. I'm on the air with Dale Arnold.
Oh, that would do.
That's
it,
your bucket list?
You got to shoot higher than that.
You need a bigger
bucket, Lilla. I'm just saying.
I mean, that
you didn't have to talk her out of it, for God's sake.
No, but she was very happy. She was very happy about it.
So
and then
sweet.
Dale, by the end of the interview, you made her day.
One of the items on my bucket list was to get a picture with Lilla. So in just a moment,
there's two birds with one stone here. That's
in just
good.
A moment, we're going to make that happen.
Oh wow!
Elizabeth, thank you. Patty, thank you. And Lilla, it was great to meet you. Thank you guys very much for coming in here and visiting with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you guys.
She was thrilled, and you tweeted out that
picture.
That happened.
Lilla.
That was fantastic.
She was so sweet.
So many good interviews over the 2 days. One of the best happened on OMF when they had young Carly Tobin, and this was just a sample of it, and it was fantastic.
You know, there are so many amazing people at the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber. They all make it fun having cancer. Like, so many amazing things happen when a challenge in your life is happening, and it's just amazing and wonderful to have the experience. And I'm gonna beat cancer's butt. A few people that I want to thank is my nurse Casey and my full cancer doctor, Dr. Mullen, Caitlin Orlando, and everyone here. I just thank all of you guys so much. Making an impact in other people is what's most important to me. When people are going through this, anyone, any age, that you just need to try your hardest and you're going to get through it. And no matter what challenges may come, you just need to keep believing in yourself.
I mean,
Carly blew me away.
Oh, she was incredible.
Oh,
it was incredible to watch that. So that was amazing. Also on OMF this week, they had the very rare opportunity to speak with all four head coaches or manager in the city of Boston.
We have to use that term, but it's so...
I know, they're coaches.
Come on.
So you had Alex Cora, Brad Stevens, and Bruce Cassidy in studio, and then fresh off the practice field on the phone.
He was a little busy.
They had Bill Belichick. And so it was great. So they had it was two segments. And so for the first segment, it was the three guys who were there in-house, and they were talking about their relationship. They were talking about how, you know, what they know about Bill Belichick. And then, second segment, Bill joins the show.
I just peppered these guys about you and being around you and going to your practices. So I don't remember when this practice started.
What is this,
started.
A roast? What are we doing, a roast here?
Yeah, well, we got some good dirt on you.
No.
Trust me, we got some good dirt on you. Yeah, you'll read it on social media in about 10 minutes.
I'm all over that. I'll be sure to see it. Yeah.
I know you are.
So I think we've finally figured it out. If you want to make Bill Belichick feel comfortable, you just have to have Stevens, Cora, and Cassidy on
just
the interview.
Bring the other three coaches along, and,
so I don't know
he'll be there.
What those guys are doing Monday afternoons, but I'm sure if they want to go down to Gillette, that should be. That
I have
should
a
be
feeling
pretty good.
They'd probably try if they were asked.
They definitely would. Speaking of going down to Gillette, we were down there on Monday, and we talked with safety Daron Harmon about Josh Gordon, and I thought what he had to say about him was really fascinating.
I mean, he's a different specimen of athlete. I mean, he's fast, he's big, he's strong, and he has great hands. He can go up, get the ball, he can make the tough catches over the middle on, you know, critical downs, you know, third and four. I mean, not too many guys can cover him on a slant, you know, slant, comeback, fade. Like, he's just... I mean, he's different. I mean, he's a big receiver who's fast and has great hands, and I'm really excited that, you know, he's on our team.
I mean, that is high praise.
Got you all excited. Well, you were excited
anyway.
I
already knew how good he was, but when you hear...
You were excited.
Yeah.
Then you gave up.
Yeah.
Then you said you'd never trust again.
I don't remember giving up. No, that didn't happen.
Oh, totally did.
Check the tape. Sean can't find it. Lucy can't find it.
And then all of a sudden, you are back in again.
I was always on board with this guy. Now, he hasn't gotten back to me. Josh Gordon hasn't, as far as living
with me.
Yeah. If he wants to stay with me till February, he can.
Because you got to get a room painted and stuff, don't you?
Open invite. Yeah. Well, we could throw some good posters on the wall.
Nice.
We could do that. That might be fine. But just listening to a safety in the NFL talk about Josh Gordon, I thought was great. Just say, nobody can cover him running a slant. And so that's why you're probably going to see a lot of slants when he finally hits the field.
Yep.
Back to the Jimmy Fun Radio Telethon. We had Dave Dombrowski on.
Yep.
And so one of the questions we had to ask him was about, you know, the article that came out that Dan Shaughnessy wrote not too long ago, where Shaughnessy, who you'd think is tied in, right? Yep. Hall of Famer.
That's what
baseball
you'd think.
Hall of Famer. He said that he'd be surprised if Dombrowski was back next year.
Dan Shaughnessy recently wrote in the Boston Globe, he'd be surprised if you came back next year. I know you did an interview in the USA Today with Bob Nightingale. A year after winning the World Series, suggesting maybe you're on the hot seat. Do you feel like you're on the hot seat?
Well, I guess it depends. First of all, I've learned now throughout my time period that there's just some writers I don't read their articles. So that's a better way to do it. So you don't really know what they say at times. You hear about it through the grapevine.
Yes, yeah,
so
you didn't read Shaughnessy, is what you're saying.
I don't. Okay. And I do know when people write an article like that. And the one thing I'll say, there's no inside information. I mean, our organization, I mean, there's the people that make that type of decision are John Henry, Tom Werner, Mike Gordon, and I know they're not getting information from them. First of all, I've learned now throughout my time period that there's just some writers I don't read their articles.
Okay.
Now, Dan Shaughnessy,
cut and dry.
Dan Shaughnessy took to Twitter.
Yes, he did.
Because he said, well, how would he know what's in there if he doesn't read
it? I literally just told him.
That's how I
mentioned
you
to him.
You said it to him.
And he also just said...
So that's a better way to do it. So you don't really know what they say at times. You hear about it through the grapevine.
Yes.
You hear about it
through grapevine.
That's what we've always maintained.
Does he have a burge?
Yeah, he must. He must. But haven't we always maintained when a coach or a GM or a player hears something, chances are they didn't hear it. Like they didn't hear it from Dalen Keefe or OMF or
it's
the Greg
always, hey, did you hear what they said about you?
A friend of theirs heard it, and then they kind of parrot it, but it's different. They say something a little bit wrong. And so I'm sure, and I don't know whether Dombrowski really didn't read it or not, or if he just wanted to kind of give a little zinger in there. Either way, thought it was pretty funny.
We liked it either way.
But he does not read them. Jeremy Piven was on this morning with the Greg Hill Show, and he was talking about Tom Brady's diet and how Tom Brady looks really good.
Yes,
and Jeremy Piven wants to look as good as Tom Brady. Who amongst us wouldn't?
You know what? I wish I was eating what Tom Brady would eat, because that would be some ozone fueled water. He would probably be having some sort of paleo situation.
Yeah.
Because look, we all love Tom Brady. Let's just be honest. I just want to know what his regimen is.
Well,
because he's killing the game, he's ageless, and I celebrate him. I'm not jealous, and I just want to know what's going on.
Well, I mean, I saw recently though that you tweeted that the GOAT was Walter Payton, and I mean, there's only one.
So now we're gonna get into the GOAT conversation. So the GOAT conversation, because Jeremy Piven's from Chicago, So he likes Walter Payton, who, of course, why wouldn't you?
He's a big Bears fan, yes, lifetime Bears yes, fan. He's all excited about a Bears-Patriots Super Bowl.
Yeah, and it could be. You could have a Bears-Patriots Super Bowl this year. How many goats are there, though?
Goat.
No, there isn't one goat. There's many goats. Tom is one of them, and Walter Payton is another. You know, Brian Urlacher as a linebacker is another. Mm-hmm. Julian Edelman, another undersized white boy. Oh. He's half a Jew. I'm a full Jew. We're one and a half
it's
Jews.
People.
It's coming Tuesday nights. One and a half Jews. It's going to be me and Julian Edelman.
That would be a show. Would you watch the Pivot and Edelman show?
Oh, sure.
One and a half Jews?
Yeah,
you'd
absolutely.
Watch that? Yeah, I'd watch that.
Is that
for
what
sure.
it's actually going to be called?
Oh, I think that's what he was pitching in anyway.
Pivotman. That's the name of their show.
Do you want to try it again? Do you want to have another one, maybe? Want to lob another volley? I'm going to send that one right back, if you don't mind. I want to return serve and say, see if you can do better. He already gave an option, and that option was better than your option. So he tried to one-up him.
One and a half Jews is tough to top.
One and a half Jews?
Yeah, but he's like stealing it from two and a half men.
Well, that's sort of, you know, it's a little playoff of it.
What did you just
say? It's not a spinoff.
What did you just steal
you just combined
from?
The names.
Yeah, I just combined the names. That's exactly what I did.
Yeah, I know what I did. I know what I did. But so Pivot was in studio, and he'll be at the Wilbur, I believe, tomorrow night. So that'll be pretty good. So there you go, Dale. There's the week in review.
Lots of stuff went on this week, and again, to you guys out there who are listening, you're the reason for the $3.5+ million that were raised this week for the Jimmy Fund and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. So I will repeat our thanks. You guys make it all happen. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We have to talk about Jay-Z and a certain NFL head coach.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up in just a few minutes. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
First of all, I've learned now throughout my time period that there's just some writers, I don't read their articles.
Ozone-fueled water.
What are we doing, a roast here?
Yep.
No, there isn't one goat. There's many goats.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.